It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 18th. I'm Ben Johnson. We started out this week talking about where the white supremacist site Daily Stormer was going to go after its domain hosting company effectively canceled its account. Since then, we've been watching as a wave of tech companies have pushed away that site and a host of other racist organizations and users. Everybody from Apple's Tim Cook to Cloudflare's CEO Matthew Prince have made statements condemning them. Financial companies like PayPal are also trying to cut them out. One question has been, will these groups disappear online or go underground? Daily Stormer has moved its operations to what's called the dark web or anonymous web. Here to talk about that a little more is Nicolas Christon, associate research professor in the School of Computer Science at Carnegie Mellon University. Nicolas, will some of these organizations start using cryptocurrencies as well? And what's the business impact as they move to the dark web?
Well, there's going to be a change, I think, is in the levels of traffic that those websites can handle. So essentially what we're going to see is if those websites become very, very successful, they might run into minor scaling issues. The experience is going to be a little bit more sluggish, so to speak. Uh-huh. And that might also be something that impacts their customer base.
What are you thinking about as all of this is happening as it relates to the kind of work that you do as a researcher?
What has been interesting to me is that I think that through these episodes, people have realized how centralized the internet infrastructure is. Namely, there is one company called Cloudflare, and essentially what they do is ensure that websites are reachable, even though some people might disagree with what is posted on those websites and try to attack them. And what is interesting is that they are pretty much, for all intents and purposes, in a position of monopoly, which means that if you're not using them, you are not protected anymore.
Well, and also it's sort of unregulated, right?
That is true. When you go down to the wire, all content becomes a bunch of ones and zeros. And it's not like there's good ones and bad ones and, you know, good zeros and bad zeros. It's pretty hard at a protocol level to establish meaningful distinctions. You really have to look into the traffic and to actually analyze it to figure out, hey, wait a minute, this is a white supremacist website as opposed to a website that shows pictures of cats. So the bottom line is that it's fairly hard to regulate, and I'm not necessarily sure this is an area in which we should go into. But what we are seeing also is that to some extent, the market is taking care of some of the problems associated with those types of speeches. You have protection from the government, but you cannot force anybody to actually serve you if they're not interested in doing so.
Nicolas Christon is associate research professor in the School of Computer Science, also the School of Engineering and Public Policy at Carnegie Mellon University. Nicolas, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
By the way, we really have been covering this story all week, and you can find all of our work at marketplacetech.org. It's Silicon Tally time. My tally pal today is Dori Shafrir. She is senior tech writer at BuzzFeed and author of the book Startup, a Novel. Dori, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
30 weather balloons full of bacteria.
That's something that an evil government was going to try to launch into the White House.
So this is a collaboration between NASA and Montana State University, and it's part of this fleet of 75 weather balloons being sent into the air during Monday's solar eclipse. 30 of them have this super resilient strain of bacteria, and the idea is to see how the bacteria does 80,000 feet above us, because that's kind of what Mars's regular atmosphere is like. I don't know what they're doing with bacteria in a Mars mission. Maybe they're making like Mars yogurt or something.
I was going to say, does this have anything to do with delicious yogurt?
All right. What do you got for me?
Okay. 13%.
13% of Facebook's users have tried Facebook's new watch video streaming tab and hated it?
The correct answer is the percentage of Uber that Benchmark Capital, which is suing Travis Kalanick for breach of fiduciary duty and breach of contract, owns, which we learned when they filed suit. I feel like Travis Kalanick, like he is not going down without a fight. Like they took away the CEO title from him, but he has been plotting, and it's a Game of Thrones worthy level of machinations.
That's a perfect transition to my next number for you. $6 to $7.5 million in Bitcoin.
Oh, yes.
Go, go, go.
That is the amount of ransom that the hackers of HBO have demanded.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes, you are correct.
Wow,
well played.
Really?
Well played. And now also this week, a different set of hackers have broken into HBO's social media accounts. All right, what do you got for me? You got one more?
I do. Let's say factor of 100,000.
Something, something, apps, subscription models. I don't know.
No.
I got nothing.
So perhaps you've heard that on Monday we're having an eclipse.
Yes.
And eclipse glasses block 100,000 times more light than regular sunglasses.
I want to make, like, my future so bright I got to wear shades joke. Like, I want to make that joke, but I don't feel like I can do it. Yeah, my future so bright I got to wear eclipse glasses.
We should have put that on a t-shirt.
Quick, to the t-shirt press.
All right, I'm on board.
Dori Shafrir is senior tech writer at BuzzFeed and author of Startup, a Novel. Dori, thanks a lot for playing Tally with me.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for us. I'm Ben Brock Johnson, and that is Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.